It is
19. It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
VACC CEO Jeff Gwillem, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
I'm well. There's a lot of talk that when we do finally, when, with a giant W, get out of this situation with COVID-19, that crime might go nuts. So let's talk about cars and car theft tonight. What are sort of some of the current car theft stats, and what are the cars that are most likely to be nicked?
Well, I better ask you what you're driving first, Dennis, just in case. But we're still losing 60,000 cars a year in Australia to theft, which is a huge number. It's improved for decades. I mean, if you go back 20 or 30 years, it was over 100,000, so we're in a much better position. But still, 60,000 is a huge number. In Victoria, 17,000 cars are stolen. And with both of those numbers, Dennis, the national numbers and the state numbers, about 12% of those cars are never found. And they're, you know, exported, taken for parts, rebirthed cars. But the National Vehicle Theft Reduction Council, which I've had a lot to do with over the years, is running a new campaign called Pop, Lock and Stop. And I'm going to tell you something, Dennis, I found just amazing, but something that everybody needs to know. That 7 out of 10 cars are stolen by the keys being taken from the home. And that's an amazing figure. And what this means is that as we're sitting watching the telly out in the garden doing whatever we do, somebody opportunistically is coming into our home. They know where we've put the keys. They're behind the door. They're in the fruit bowl. You know, we're just putting them on the side where people can see them, and they're just lifting these keys. There's no sophistication here whatsoever, and really it's about our own behaviour. The Theft Reduction Council has been working hard with the Victorian Police on this, and they're running a new campaign, Pop, Lock and Stop. And what it's about is popping the keys out of sight, locking the doors and windows, and stopping what they call sneak theft. And this is these people that quietly come into your home, lift your keys. And I remember, Dennis, 20 years ago in the UK, this was happening up in the Midlands. There was a lot of this going on. And as cars have become more complicated and harder to get into, the thieves have just made another decision to come into your home and steal your keys there.
So rather than break into a car and hot wire it, they're coming into your house and nicking your keys when you're not looking.
Well, they're not bothered about hot wiring it. The trouble they have to go to is to rip half a steering column out to find a couple of wires and take a punt on which ones are going to start your car. And even then, they have to get the steering lock off. It's all too hard. I think, you know, what's happened is our thieves have got lazy, and we've got lazy. And what we have to do, we have to stop putting the keys where we do every day, because the thieves know that we're going to put them there. And the classic is, you know, you're dropping them on the sideboard as you come through your front door. It's just not the thing to do. And we're making it very, very easy for 60,000 cars to be stolen in Australia every year.
Victoria is overrepresented at the moment in COVID-19 cases, but that 17,000 out of 60,000 nationally, we're overrepresented there as well.
We are. Now, it's really interesting you say that, because Victoria, unfortunately, we're a bit of a winner here. We have more car thefts than New South Wales or any other state come to that. In New South Wales, are under 10,000 car thefts. So for some reason, Victoria's seen as the easy place to pinch a car. And maybe we've got better cars down here, but don't tell them up there. The other thing is, though, is that out of those cars that go missing, a lot of them are rebirthed. They're insurance fraud, they're after the engine, they're going to rebadge your car, your engine will be driven around in another vehicle, nobody will know anything about it, the car will never be seen again. And that's just not right. It's not right for insurance premiums, it's not right for individuals. But I wanted to talk, if I could, Dennis, about some of the modern technology. And people hear a whole lot of stories about scanning devices and tools used to steal cars. This is emerging, but it's a lot lower than people think. Now, if we took the view that 70% of cars are stolen by taking the keys off the sideboard in your home, And in most cases, by the way, I should say this, the things are not looking for confrontation, and very seldom does confrontation happen. So I don't want to scare people, but I do want to wake people up around what they're doing with their keys and locking doors and making sure that they are pop, lock, and stop this theft. There are some devices around the world, the scanning devices, that up until recently can read the code off of your keys, you know, through a wall into a scanner. That scanner relays that signal, a little electric signal with a code in it, relays it over to somebody else who's standing near your car. Manufacturers are moving with that technology so that there are sensors in that key fob. This is keyless entry fob. So that unless the key's moving, it won't open the car door. But we have had some showing of this in Australia where these types of devices, the good relay devices, are used. And again, you know, it's about getting your keys away from the window, putting your keys more towards the centre of the house so those scanning devices can't pick up that little radio signal that's bleeping out every couple of seconds when you put your key down.
Terry's got a question for you. Hi, Terry.
Oh, hello there. Yes, it happened to us. I live in Perth, might find you, but not in Melbourne. However, the perpetrators knew they wanted our car, and they hid apparently for days and days and days, and just watched what we did through the back door, through the back window, and they happened to actually slide into our house. In the middle of the night, where everyone was asleep, knew exactly where we kept the keys every single night, and just slipped out the side and took the keys and got the car that they wanted. Yeah.
So there we are. Terry, that is exactly what Jeff is talking about, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Look, it is, Terry. And look, the chances are your car was sold before it even left the drive. So they've obviously been staking that car out. Ironically, Brisbane is one of the hot spots nationally for car theft. Brisbane City, Gold Coast City, Logan City, Moreton Bay, and then it goes to Greater ACT. You are in a hot spot up there, but the chances are that car was either sold, or they wanted the engine out of that car, or that car, well, you may have recovered it, tell me if you have, but in many cases that car would be in a container, or the engine would be in a container leaving Australia. But, you know, the funny thing is, Terry, when you said they slid into your home, I mean, I don't want to pry too much into your security, but you've got to make sure those doors and windows are locked, or else, you know, we do make it easy for these people to do this.
Terry, thank you very much for calling in, and that's completely reinforces exactly what Jeff Gwillim is talking about. Jeff, great to chat with you. There are a couple of other questions we'll touch on next week, tracking devices and other things as well, but great to chat with you tonight, and thank you for staying up a bit later to be a part of the program.
Anytime, Dennis.
Good on you. VACC CEO, Jeff Gwillim.